few years ago, towards the beginning of my priesthood, I received a phone call from a friend who was asking me to pray for his younger brother, whom we'll call John. John had recently graduated from college, and despite being Catholic all of his life and being a very active member of his youth group, John decided that he no longer believed in God. Now, over the course of a few years, John and his family experienced some difficulties, and John began to slip away from his faith. In the beginning, he would pray that God would help his family and come and fix their problems, but the help never seemed to come, at least not in the way that John could see it. And so he stopped praying, and he stopped going to Mass. Eventually, John began to believe that God didn't care about him, his family, or anyone else for that matter. And therefore, the only conclusion that he could make that made any sense to him was that God must not exist at all. Now, some of you might be sitting there shaking your heads thinking, well, John's just being immature, because that's not what faith really means. And you're probably right. But let's take a moment and try to understand things from John's point of view. See what he might be feeling, because what I thought was maybe a unique conversation just a few years ago is one that has been repeated many times throughout my short priesthood. I think all of us, myself included, have had a time in our life where we cried out to God for his help, and then felt like our prayers were never answered. In these moments, it seems that God has abandoned us, or at least is willfully choosing to remain silent when we cry out for help from him. And when this happens, we're tempted to lose hope. We begin to question our faith. We're tempted to give up, to turn away from all that we've been taught, and then to go forward living our lives in the way the world tells us to do, which is to act as though God doesn't exist at all. In a way, this is what we're hearing in our first reading. The prophet Habakkuk was no stranger to suffering and destruction. He lived during that time when the Babylonian Empire had all but conquered and destroyed Israel. So speaking on behalf of the people, Habakkuk cries out, "How long, O Lord?" In other words, where are you? When are you going to do something, Lord? Because we're beginning to lose our hope and trust in your promises to us. The Lord did respond to Habakkuk's prayer, but probably not in the way he expected or hoped. The Lord told him that he will, in fact, act, but it's probably going to take a lot longer than Habakkuk would like. And so he tells him to wait, to trust that God will act, to have faith in a God who fulfills his promises. And quite often, that's how God answers our prayers even today. If we continue to have faith in him, especially when life's difficult, then eventually we will see the Lord take action. But until he does, we have to wait. Wait in faith. So that begs the question, what does it mean then to have faith? And it's an important question because I think sometimes we misunderstand what it means to have faith. To have faith is not to have a completely passive attitude that no matter what we do, everything will be okay. To have faith doesn't mean that we never cry out to the Lord and ask him to come to our aid and to ease our suffering. To have faith doesn't mean that if we say a certain number of prayers or light a certain number of candles, place particular statues in our homes, or engage in various forms of superstition, that God will then do what we want when we want Him to do it. And we cannot say that if only I had more faith, then God would have answered all my prayers the way I wanted Him to. Because that's not faith at all. Ultimately, to have faith, as Paul describes it to Timothy, is to trust, to believe that our God is a personal God who loves us and holds the entire world and all of creation in His loving hands in every moment. It means that we trust that God will be faithful to the promise that He's made us, the promise to lead us away from sin and death, and lead us to eternal life with Him in heaven if we follow His lead. To have faith means to endure suffering patiently, knowing that if we continue to trust in Him and act according to His will, then we will be delivered from every evil. To have faith means that we rely less on our own efforts to fix our situation and instead cooperate with God's grace as He leads us through it. But to have faith also means to take action. It means to make that decision, that willful decision, to live our lives in a way that shows that we do trust in God's goodness, that we trust in His mercy, and we believe that He has a plan for our lives, even when we don't understand what's going on around us. Faith means trust, not certainty. And that type of trust can only come when we're in a strong relationship with the One who loves us the most. You know, we can go to Walmart or Amazon or online, and we can buy just about anything our heart desires at the click of a button. But they don't sell faith. You can't buy it. And just coming to church every week will not get us more faith by itself either. Sitting in the pew is not enough. Instead, we have to actively live out what we believe in a way that strengthens our relationship with the One in whom we believe. And so we have to spend more time with Him in prayer. We have to read and study His Word. We have to get to know Him better and trust that He knows our hearts as well. And we have to ask Him, at times beg Him, for the gift of faith. It's not about asking Him to give us more faith. But rather, again, as Paul tells Timothy, it's to stir into flame that gift of faith that we've already been given at our baptism. Look at the disciples in the gospel. They've been with Jesus now for 3 years. They've seen His miracles. They've heard what He's taught. And yet they ask Him, Lord, increase our faith. Because they know and they have seen that a life of true discipleship, to follow the path that Jesus is laying before them, is difficult. And they need God's help to do it. But Jesus replies, probably in a way they didn't want or expect, rely on the faith you already have. Because that faith will grow and be strengthened as you grow in relationship with God the Father who loves you, and grow in relationship with one another. The more that they love, the more that they serve, the more that they trust, the more that gift of faith will grow. My friends, all of us from time to time experience a crisis of faith. It's that word crisis, that Greek word means it's a moment in which you have to make a decision. To believe or not to believe. To trust or not to trust. And if we're not the ones who are experiencing it right now in our life, chances are that most of us know someone like that young man John at the beginning of the gospel who is. And so what God is telling us today is that like John's older brother, like the disciples in the gospel, we need to pray that God not only strengthen our faith, but also the faith of others, so that we all might grow more and more in a loving relationship with Him. Because it's only by loving Him and knowing that we are first loved by Him that we're able to patiently endure life's greatest challenges. And at the same time, fulfill our baptismal calling to lead others to do the same.